这个题目很长。
This is a very long topic.
不要爱世界和世上的事的原因。
Reasons not to love the world and the things in the world.
我们所要看的经文是约翰一书第二章第十五到十七节。
Scripture is in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
约翰一书第二章第十五节，不要爱世界和世上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
First John chapter 2 verse 15. Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes,And the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
那么基督徒在世界上面对三个敌人。
Christians on earth faces three enemies.
第一个敌人就是魔鬼撒旦。
The first one is the devil Satan.
第二个敌人也就是这个世界。
The second enemy is this world.
那么第三个敌人是我们肉体的情欲。
And the third enemy is the flesh and desire.
然后刚才我们所看的经文提到其中两个敌人。
The scripture we just read, mentioned two of the enemies.
也就是这个世界和这个肉体的情欲。
And it is the world and also the flesh and desire.
那么虽然这段经文没有提到魔鬼撒旦，
Even though the scripture did not mention Satan,
可是魔鬼撒旦可以利用这个世界和这个肉体的情欲来攻击和引诱我们。
But the devil Satan can use the world and the flesh and desire to tempt us.
所以约翰一书第二章第十五节的上半句。
So on First John, in First John chapter 2, the first part of the 15.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world.
那么到底这个世界是指什么？
So what is the world talking about?
那么在新约圣经里面，这个世界有三个含义。
So in the New Testament, world has three meanings.
那么第一个含义是指这个有形体的这个世界。
So the first meaning is this physical world.
就如使徒行传十七章二十四节所说。
So just as it was said in Acts chapter 17 verse 24.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands.
所以我们看到英文的翻译本把这个宇宙翻译成 world.
So in the English translation, it translated, the world, the universe as the world.
那么这个世界是指这个有形体的世界。
So the world is referring to the physical world.
比如说去环游世界。
For example, travel around the world.
那第二个含义是指这个人的意思。
And the second meaning is talking about man.
一节很熟悉的经文，约翰三章第十六节。
A very familiar verse, John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以我们看到英文把它翻译成word，我们很清楚中文就把它真正的意义翻译出来。
So in English, it's translated into the world, but in Chinese translation, it talks about man of the world.
那第三个含义，也就是今早上我们在约翰一书第二章那段经文所说的那个世界。
So the third meaning is what we have already read in the scripture this morning. It's talking about the world.
那这个世界不是指一个有形体的世界或者是人的世界。
And this is not referring to the physical world or the man.
而是指一个组织还有它的系统。
But it's talking about an organized structure, and system.
然后这个组织跟这个系统是跟神敌对的。
And this organization, structure, and system is in direct conflict with God.
那这些与神敌对的组织或者这个系统。
So these organized structure and system
包括这个金融世界。
Include like the world of gold.
The financial world. 或者潮流的世界。
Or the world of trend.
娱乐的世界。
The world of entertainment.
或者是一些的教育系统。
Or maybe some education structure system.
人文主义。
Humanism.
或者后现代主义。
Postmodernism.
和等等的思想还有活动。
And different kinds of activity and way of thinking.
那主耶稣称这个世界，称魔鬼撒旦为世界的王。
So the Lord Jesus has called Satan the king of the world.
然后在以弗所书第二章第二节，说魔鬼撒旦是空中掌权者的首领。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, Satan is called as the leader of the power in the sky.
然后保罗在以弗所书第六章第十二节说，
So Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12,
他说因我们并不是以属血气的征战， 乃是以那些执政的掌权的管辖这幽暗世界的， 以及天宫属灵气的恶魔征战。
For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
魔鬼撒旦有他的组织跟他的系统。
So Satan has his organization and his system.
然后这个组织这个系统正在影响这个世界。
And his system is influencing the world.
那么圣灵透过人来完全神的旨意。
So through man the Holy Spirit accomplished God's will.
那同时魔鬼撒旦也借助人来达到他的目的。
And at the same time, the Satan can use man to accomplish his will.
那所有还没有信耶稣的人，
All those who are non-believers,
随从这个魔鬼所管辖的幽暗世界，
follow the darkness that is controlled by Satan.
那换句话说，他们活在这个那执政掌权管辖这个幽暗世界的恶魔之下。
So in another words, they are living under this power, this world force of darkness.
那还没有信耶稣的人是属于这个世界。
So those who are non-believers belong to the world.
那这个世界就是今早上我们看那段经文所说的那个世界。
The world I'm referring to is what we have just read in the scripture this morning.
我们活在这个有形体的这个世界里。
We live in this physical world.
但是基督徒不应当属于这个魔鬼撒旦所掌权所管辖的这个世界。
But Christians should not belong to this world that is controlled by Satan.
因此圣经说得很清楚，他说不要爱这个世界，
And that's why Scripture said it very clearly. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world.
换句话说, 不要爱魔鬼撒旦所掌权所管辖的这个世界。
In other words, do not love this world that is controlled by Satan.
那如果我们一不小心就很容易爱上这个世界。
But if we're not careful, we will fall in love with this world easily.
在我们生活上所面对的,
what we face every day.
那无论是钱财的引诱,
whether it is the temptation or the lure of money,
肉体的情欲,
or the desire of the flesh,
眼目的情欲,
the lust of your eyes,
今生的骄傲, 都会使我们, 陷入魔鬼撒旦的试探里。
And the boastful pride of this life, all this can lead into temptation.
所以约翰一书第二章第十五节这半句经文说,
so this in 1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
所以不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world.
所以这句经文命令我们不要爱这个世界还有世界上的事。
This Bible verse ordered us or commanded us do not love the world.
那世界上的东西或者事情不一定是不好的。
Things of the world may not necessarily be bad.
但是如果我们爱上这些事情或者这些东西的时候,
but if we have love for these things,
那就会影响到我们与神之间的关系。
Then it is going to affect our relationship with God.
那一些嗜好或者运动,
some habits or some hobbies
sport,
may not necessarily
sport,
be bad.
Or sport.
Or sport.
可是当一个人爱上一些嗜好或者运动的时候,
but if somebody has fallen in love with some hobby or sports,
那么将会影响到他属灵的生命,
then it's going to affect his spiritual life.
然后我记得一位基督徒很喜欢打高尔夫球,
I remember there was a Christian who loved to play golf.
那么因为他的爱好,
but because of his love for golf,
那造成他星期天不能够去敬拜神,
causes him not be able to come to church on Sunday.
那为什么圣经说我们不要不可爱这个世界和世界上的事情?
So why did the Bible say do not love the world nor the things in the world?
然后从今天早上我们所看的经文,我们看到三个原因。
From the scripture we read this morning, there are three reasons.
那么第一个原因就是因为当我们爱世界和世上的事情的时候,就会使到我们失去我们对神的爱。
The first reason is if we love the things of this world, it's going to cause us to lose the love for the Father.
就好像这句经文所说,
just as it was said in this verse.
人若爱世界,爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
那主耶稣在马太福音也说,
and Jesus has said also in the book of Matthew,
他说一个人不能够侍奉两个主, 不是恶这个,爱那个,就是重这个,轻那个, 你们不能又侍奉神,又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
换句话说, 基督徒不可以爱神,同时又爱这个世界。
In other words, for a Christian, you cannot love God and at the same time love wealth.
所以当耶和华神把以色列人从埃及地领出来的时候,
when God led the Israelites out of Egypt,
那么神对他们说,
God told them,
他说,除了我以外,你不可以有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
不可为自己雕刻偶像,也不可做什么形象,仿佛上天,下地和地底下,水中的白物。
You shall not make for yourself an idol, or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth.
那耶和华神，圣经说是忌邪的神。
So Jehovah God is a jealous God.
神不喜悦他的子民去敬拜其他的神。
God does not want his people to worship other things.
神不喜悦他的子民敬拜他，然后又去敬拜其他的神。
God wants his people to worship him and not other things.
神不喜悦人去敬拜这些偶像。
God does not like want people to worship these idols.
那么以美国或者现今的世界 来说。
So we look at, the United States or the present world.
那么这些偶像可能是钱财。
These idols may be wealth.
也可能是电影明星。
It could be movie stars.
或者歌星。
Or, singers.
或者我们所喜爱的。
Or something we love.
而等等的事情。
Etc.
所以当一个人贪爱世界的时候不限于他的行为。
So when a person loves the world, it is not limited to how he acts.
也包括他的心态。
It also includes his attitude, his
所以当我们的心里产生这个贪爱世界的念头的时候。
So when we begin to brew this love for the world,
我们的心就因此爱上这个世界。
Our heart then will becomeWill fall in love with this world.
所以爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And so the love of the Father is not in him.
在过去这么多年来。
In the past years.
我曾经见过两位主内弟兄。
I have seen two brothers in Christ.
因着钱财的缘故放弃了自己的信仰。
They, forsake their beliefs because of their love for wealth.
那就好像保罗在提摩太前书第六章所说。
So just as it was said by Paul in 1 Timothy.
当那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare.And many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
所以贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
那所以主耶稣很清楚地说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
And therefore, Jesus clearly stated, it says, no one can serve two masters.
不是恶这个爱这个，就是重这个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
是的，一个基督徒不能爱神，同时又爱这个世界。
Yes, a Christian cannot love the world and at the same time love the Lord.
啊，这个是这段经文所说的第一个原因。
So this is the first reason stated in the scripture.
那么第二个原因不要爱这个世界，世界上是因为世界和世上的事不是从神而来的。
The second reason for not loving the world and the things in it is because any things in the world are not from the Father.
16节说，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
In verse 16 it says, For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world.
那这节经文说明说世界上的事，比如说这个肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，不是从神而来的。
So here it says, anything from the world, like the lust of the flesh, of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life,It's not from the Father.
那因此一个人说他爱神，他必须把这些除掉。
So if a person said he loves God, then he would need to get rid of all the rest.
就是把这些肉体的情欲，还有这眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，把它们除掉。
And in other words, get rid of the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life.
那么圣经里面讲到两个试探。
The Bible mentioned two temptations.
一个就是夏娃在伊甸园所面对的试探。
One is what Eve faced, in the Garden of Eden.
另外一个就是主耶稣在旷野所面对那个试探。
The second one is where Jesus was tempted in the wilderness.
所以当魔鬼撒旦在伊甸园试探夏娃的时候。
So when Satan came to tempt Eve.
他是利用这个世界来试探他。
He used the world to tempt her.
以是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
When a woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
那同样的，当魔鬼撒旦在旷野试探耶稣的时候，
And similarly, when Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness,
他也用世界的事情来试探耶稣。
He also used the world to tempt him.
魔鬼又领他，是指耶稣上了高山，瞬时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切的权柄、荣华。”我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。
So this is what Satan said to Jesus, and he led him up and showed him in the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall all be yours.
夏娃跟主耶稣面对耶稣的试探，面对这个魔鬼的试探。
Eve and Jesus faced temptation from the devil.
我们看到夏娃陷入魔鬼的试探。
We saw that Eve fell in the temptation.
但是我们看到主耶稣胜过魔鬼的试探。
But we saw that Jesus overcame temptation.
我们可以看到这个世界的系统，这个组织来自魔鬼撒旦。
We can see that the world system and organization came from Satan.
那么根据今早上我们所看的经文，他利用三种不同的手段来引诱基督徒。
So from the scripture, we can see that he used three different things from the world to tempt, Christians.
所以这些手段就是包括这个肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
And so he used the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life.
那什么是肉体的情欲？
So what is the lust of the flesh?
那保罗在罗马书第七章第十四节说，
And Paul said in Romans chapter 7 verse 14,
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我，保罗自己说，我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
So Paul said, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am on flesh, sold into bondage to sin.
所以律法是属灵的。
So the law is spiritual.
但是人是属乎这个肉体的。
But man is of the flesh.
而且被卖给罪。
And man was sold to sin.
那自从亚当跟夏娃犯罪之后。
And since Adam and Eve sinned.
那罪就临到这个世上。
Sin entered into the world.
那人因此就有罪了。
And so man had sin.
那这个有罪的肉体。
The sinful flesh.
选择去行那些不义的事情。
Will choose to do unrighteous things.
因此没有能力去遵守神的律法。
And there is no, they're not able to follow God's command.
那基督徒虽然受到这个圣灵的更新,
so even though Christians were renewed by the Holy Spirit,
但是这个肉体仍然是旧的,
but the flesh, this physical flesh, is still of sin.
然后只有等到耶稣再来的时候给我们一个新的身体,
we have to wait until Jesus returns and we will receive a new body.
那么吃喝睡觉，我的性还有物质的需要都是神赐给我们的。
We have our basic need of needing to drink, eat, sleep, sex, and also any kind of material need.
吃好的，但是用的不正确就成为问题。
All these are basic needs which is good, but if we use it wrongly, they become sin.
贪吃是不对的。
If you have the love to eat, it's not good.
那醉酒是一种罪。
Drunkenness is also a sin.
贪睡会造成一个人懒惰。
If you sleep and love to sleep all the time, you became lazy.
性是美好的。
Sex is good.
但是用的不正确就成为罪了。
But if it is used wrongly, it became sin.
那神赐给我们的物质,
God has given us a material resource.
是供应我们日常的需要,
and it is to supply us for our needs.
但是如果我们, 这些物质成为我们生活上的追求, 还有欲望,
but if these things became the object of our dreams and our goals,
那就成为罪了。Then
it became sin.
我们每天必须面对这些问题。We
must face these things every day.
如果不小心的话，就会陷入在这个罪恶的当中。If
we're not careful, we will fall into sin.
所以魔鬼撒旦除了利用这个肉体的情欲，So
besides using the lust of the flesh,
他也利用这个眼目的情欲, 来引诱我们。
The devil also uses the lust of the eyes to tempt us.
眼睛是我们这个身体一个很重要的一个器官。
The eyes are a very special organ in our body.
没有眼睛, 整个世界都是黑暗的。
Without the eyes, the whole world is dark.
一个瞎眼的人, 这个世界对于他来说是黑暗的。
So to a blind man, this world is dark.
而一个没有瞎眼的人, 这个世界 很光明,
to one who still have eyesight, this world is bright.
那从这点我们看到眼睛确实是一个很重要的一个器官。
So eyes is very important.
其实我们的眼睛好像一台照相机。
So actually, our eyes is kind of like a camera.
当我们眼睛一打开的时候,
and as we open our eyes,
眼前所看到的 就形成在我们的脑海。
What we saw will go into our brain.
你知道照相机就是这个原理。
You know that is the logic for the camera.
我们眼前所看到的，然后就形成在我们的脑海里，进入我们的思想里面。
So what we saw goes into our brain and it goes into our thinking.
所以我们看到的直接的影响到我们的思想。
So what we saw would directly influence how we think.
所以当夏娃被试探的时候,
so when Eve was tempted,
以色列女人见她看见那棵树的果子好做食物，也使人的眼，猎人的眼目且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。 又摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。So
here it says when the woman saw, she saw with her own eyes that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was a desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate and she gave also to her husband with her and he ate.
当大卫王犯罪的时候,
and when King David sinned,
撒母记下11章记载说,
2 Samuel, it recorded.
一日太阳平息, 大卫从床上起来, 在王宫的平顶上游行, 看见一个妇人沐浴, 容貌甚美。
Now when evening came, David arose from his bed and walked around on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful in appearance.
那么当一个人上网的时候
When a person go online,
网上有很多的东西可以满足他眼目的情欲。
There are lots of things on the web that can satisfy the lust of the eyes.
然后使他陷入在这个罪恶当中。
And can cause the man or the person to fall into sin.
所以这个眼睛是很厉害。
So the eyes is a very,
very powerful.
Very powerful.
一不小心就能够陷入这个罪恶当中。
If you're careless, you can fall into sin.
所以除了这个肉体的情欲眼目的情欲我们今天早上所看的这段经文还说这个今生的骄傲
So besides the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes there's also the boastful pride of life
我们华人有句话说人比人气死人、
There is an idiom in Chinese that says if you compare man you'll have a headache
我们活在一个竞争很激烈的一个社会里面。
We live in a society where competition is fierce.
人们都在追求这个金钱。
Everybody is looking for money.
名誉还有地位还有这个物质的享受。
For position, for any kind of enjoyment in material life.
一般的人都想要很多钱有很多钱。
Ordinary people want a lot of money.
住一栋这个洋房。
Live in a big house.
开一部这个豪华的汽车。
To drive a, famous maker car.
为什么人要相比?
Why do people like to compare with each other?
圣经告诉我们都是因为今生的骄傲。
And the Bible told us it's because of the boastful pride of life.
那唯一的是要比人强。
And the purpose is to show that I'm better than you.
那比人更多。
I have more than you.
比人更好。
I'm greater than you.
然后但是这一切都是跟圣经所说的相反的。
But all this is direct opposite of what the Bible taught.
腓立比书第二章第三节说。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀只要存心谦卑。个人看别人比自己强。
Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves.
那么在旷野被试探的时候，魔鬼撒旦就领主耶稣到高山上。
So while Jesus was being tempted by the devil in the wilderness, he was led up a mountain by the devil.
然后把这个天下的万国指给他看。
And he showed him all the glory of the world.
然后对他说，这一切的权柄、荣华，我都要给你，因为这原是交付给我的。
And the devil said to him, I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me.
And 我愿意给谁就给谁。
And I give it to whomever I wish.
你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。
Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall all be yours.
那么但是耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
Jesus answered him, It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world and the things in it.
第一个原因就是当一个人爱世界的时候他爱神的心就不在他的心里面了。
So the first reason is if you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
那第二个原因，因为这些不是从神而来的。
The second reason is because all of these are not from the Father.
然后第三个原因，我们不要爱世界和世界上的事。那么圣经告诉我们呢，因为世界正在过去。
And the third reason is because the world and the things are passing away.
要像十七节说，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
The world is passing away, and also its lusts.
所以过去这个 这句是指正在过去的意思。
So, it says here, the world is passing away.
啊，这个世界渐渐的正在过去。
It is gradually passing away.
那有些人以为这个世界是永远的。
Some people thought the world would stay forever.
但是圣经说这个世界还有它一切所谓的情欲都要过去。
But the Bible tells us the world is passing away and also its lusts.
那自从人犯罪以来
Since man sinned.
那么圣经说这个整个宇宙受到咒诅。
The whole universe is cursed.
因为罪的缘故万物都要朽坏。
Because of sin, everything will become ruined.
就好像诗篇102篇26节所说。
So just as it was said in Psalm 102, verse 26.
天地都要灭没，你却要长存。天地都要和外衣渐渐旧了。
Even they will perish, but you endure. And all of them will wear out like a garment.
在人类历史里面，我们看到这个事实。
And in the history, we saw this fact.
希腊帝国还有这个罗马帝国曾经是世界上两个很大的一个帝国。
The empire of Greek and Roman Empire were once very strong and powerful empire.
那么今天这些帝国已经不存在了。
But today they're no longer in existence.
比较近期的一个帝国。
And for more recent empire,
也就是英国帝国。
And it is the empire of, the British Empire.
然后他们曾经夸耀过太阳不曾在英国帝国的土地降落。
They have actually said,
they boasted.
they have boasted that the sun will never set on the land that belongs to England, Britain.
那今天英国帝国已经成为人类的历史。
But today that empire is history.
你知道今天谁最富有吗？
Do you know who today is the most wealthiest?
Amazon 的创始人 Jeff Bezos.
The creator of Amazon and is Jeff Bezos.
他是今天世界上最富有的人。
Today he is the world's most wealthy.
这三个人 Jeff Bezos 还有 Microsoft 的 Bill Gates.
There's Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Microsoft, Bill Gates.
还有这个企业家 Warren Buffett 可以说今天排名在世上排名最富有的人。
And also the entrepreneur Warren Buffett is also one of the wealthiest.
我想不久他们就好像 John Rockefeller 一样渐渐地消失在历史里面。
And I think they would eventually be like Rockefeller, that they would gradually diminish and disappear in history.
John Rockefeller 在100年前是世界上最富有的人。
John Rockefeller was the wealthiest 100 years ago.
那其实他在那个时候他比 Bill Gates 更富有。
Actually, during his time, he's even more wealthy than Bill Gates.
但是今天很少人知道谁是 John Rockefeller, 你知道吗?
But today, very few people know who John Rockefeller is, or was.
那你买回来的新车?
The new car you just bought.
从你买回那天,它的价值就开始贬低。
From the day you bought the car, it depreciates.
一天比一天的成就。
It will continue to depreciate day after day.
我们的年岁也一年比一年的大。
We're getting older year after year.
那么身体也渐渐的衰退。
And we're getting weaker physically.
2019年已经进入五月，你知道吗？
Do you know we're already in May of 2019?
2019年不久就要结束了。
And then soon it will be the end of 2019.
所以诗篇九十篇第十节说
So Psalm 90 verse 10 says
我们一生的年日是七十岁若是强壮可以到八十岁但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成功我们便如飞而去
As for the days of our life they contain 70 years or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
我们不晓得明天会发生什么事情。
We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
就好像雅各书第四章第十四节所说。
Just as said, it was said in James 4:14.
那其实明天如何你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢? 你们原来是一片云雾,出现少时就不见了。
Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
那圣经也说,这个世界有一天将会结束的。And
the Bible also told us one day this world will be destroyed.
彼得后书第三章第十节说,
2 Peter 3:10.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。But
the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its worlds will be burned up.
所以, 不要爱这个世界和世界上的事。
Therefore, do not love the world and the things in it.
但是我们看到今天这段经文最后的一句。
But we saw the last phrase in this scripture today.
我们应当遵守这句经文所说。We
should follow and obey what the scripture said.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
We ought
to live every day and obey, live every day in God's will. Let us meditate on today's message.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let us come before the Lord.
那圣经说，魔鬼撒旦是这个世界的王。
The Bible says Satan, devil, is the king of this world.
他是空中的掌权者。
He is also the power in the sky.
他掌管这个幽暗的世界。
And he is in control of the darkness.
但是圣经也告诉我们不要爱这个世界。
But the Bible also tells us not to love this world.
因为当我们不小心的时候,
Because when we're not careful,
我们就会陷入在魔鬼的试探里面。We
will fall into Satan's temptation.
所以每一天我们应当警醒。So
every day we ought to be alert.
每一天我们应当来亲近神。Every
day we need to come close to God.
求神保守我们。May
God protect us.
免得我们陷入在魔鬼的试探当中。So
that we will not fall into the devil's temptation.
我不晓得你对神的爱是如何。I
don't know how much you love God.
是否很火热还是很冷冰冷。
Is it full of zeal or is it cold?
让我们来专心爱我们的神。Let
us focus on loving our God.
行在他的旨意当中。To
walk in His will.
因为这才是永远的。Because
only that is eternal.
因为这个世界还有他的权益将要过去。Because
this world and all its lust will pass away.
天父，求你赐给我们智慧。
Heavenly Father, please give us wisdom.
求你帮助我们如何晓得去爱你。
Help us to know how to love you.
不要爱这个世界。
and not to love the world.
还有这个世上的事情,
and all of the things in the world.
求主帮助我们,
please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.